Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm really happy to have Winston Saunders in the studio with me today. Welcome, Winston.
Hi, Allison.
You work on data center efficiency at Intel, and you've got a pretty unique role. Can you tell the audience what your focus is?
Well, my focus is bringing energy efficiency to the entire data center. So we started off about 5 years ago with our very intense focus on server efficiency, and we've since expanded that role now to encompass the entire data center. So moving all the way up the stack from efficient processors all the way to node manager and data center manager software that we're now delivering to the marketplace.
So when you look at the full scope of impact that Intel can have in a positive way on energy efficiency in the data center, you mentioned microprocessors, you mentioned our power technologies. Why don't you briefly say why those things are important, and then we'll move on to, you know, what else could we do?
Well, they're important from two big aspects. The first one is that bringing energy efficiency to the end user gives them that level of economy in operating their data center. Power is one of the big operating expenses in the data center, and more energy efficient processors help end users manage that. The other piece of it is, honestly, that, you know, at Intel, we take our commitment to society at large seriously, and delivering more energy-efficient products to the marketplace also helps in that global context as well.
If you think about the actual server itself, are there things that we can be doing from a peripheral standpoint, from a board layout standpoint, that would increase the efficiency within the data center?
Yeah, there are a couple of things. The first one is, things like moving to non-shadowed layouts for more efficient thermal dissipation. Quite simply, if you have a non-shadowed layout, you're not blowing hot air across the components that are downstream, and that gives you more flexibility in terms of how much power you have to put to the fans. You know, the other extreme is moving to more compact form factors that share things like power supplies. You tend to get higher up on the efficiency curve when you go to, for instance, this 4-node, 2U type of configuration A lot of people are selling. Both of those are excellent ways to improve the efficiency of your data center.
One question that I had in mind is, what do you think are the top three mistakes the data center managers are making today regarding how they approach data center efficiency, or mistakes that they're making in terms of their fundamental thinking around data center efficiency?
You know, it varies from place to place, but some of the things that I observe are, first, understanding how much power you're actually consuming. A lot of times, IT departments will be held for the, you know, just to give an example of how this could impact somebody, IT departments held accountable for how much they spend on servers, but not on how much it costs to run their data center. And we know that you can spend a few extra dollars to get, for instance, a much more efficient VR that will more than pay back that added cost in power savings. But the IT departments just aren't organizationally set up to be able to absorb even a few dollars extra cost on their server products, because they're only held accountable for the bottom line of what they spend on servers, not to deliver the IT service that they're actually delivering.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an organizational mistake. I think a second organizational mistake people tend to make, or that's why they talked about, are a lot of times people don't understand actually what's running in their data center. There's this idea that came out a few months ago about zombie servers in the data center. So just finding those servers that have been sitting in the data center may or may not be running useful work. If they're old, probably consuming way more power than they should be consuming anyway. And getting rid of those is another huge step that you can take to improve the efficiency of your data center. And then the third big thing that I see constantly is just failure to even do simple things in the data center, like segregate hot and cold air. I walk into a lot of data centers where you still see the familiar old crack unit sitting in the side of the room blowing cold air underneath tiles up into server racks. We know today that that's a very inefficient way to cool servers, and even some simple segregation that you could do with just curtains would improve the efficiency of that data center.
How do we make the change so that they're looking at the total cost of ownership of the data center?
Ultimately, it boils down to the CIO making an organizational decision about how they're going to hold people accountable for results in their data center. I think as data centers move forward as a key part of somebody's business operation, they need to be looked at as a total cost center, just like every other business, with a cost of providing the services that includes energy. So really, it starts with the CIO holding the data centers accountable for that cost.
Interesting. Now, I know that you're an active blogger and an active engager on social media for Intel. Do you want to tell the audience where they can find you if they want to follow you?
They can go to the server room at www.intel.com/server. and they'll find, if they look up Winston_Saunders on the search page, they can find all my blogs right there.
And if they want to follow you on Twitter?
Winston on Energy, all one word.
Did you ever think when you were a kid that you were going to be focusing on data center efficiency?
I did not. And I was just telling somebody the other day that, you know, I've spent my whole life working on science and engineering problems. And this is actually the one problem that I've worked on that I think has really large scale impact to society. So I'm really happy to be working on it.
We'll have to have you back on the program, Winston. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.